soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on August 30th, 2015. I am now issuing a warning. This is a warning, warning, warning. We are not only coming into, but it has already begun. These days are very precarious, perilous, and very problematic. We knew that there would be events coming on the horizon in the economic world, and it's not only entails the United States of America, but it is global. It's worldwide. So this is why I warn everyone, because the effects of what is underway, not only coming, but is already actually started, will affect everyone because of the correlation, the interrelation effects and relationship between economics and companies and investments and people's working and their retirements and inheritance. It's all related, and food supply and money supply. So I'm issuing a warning. Why? For you to take heed, for you to consider these things and to evaluate in your own personal way. Look what's coming. Ask yourself how it will affect you. Listen, watch, and apply wisdom. Did you know that wisdom cries in the street? There's a voice of wisdom that cries, and if you listen, it'll guide you. Take heed. Danger. Danger. On August 11, 2015, the United States stock market, called the Dow Jones Industrial Average, broke through the 200-day moving average. It broke through support. It broke through trend lines. This was a major signal that a reversal had started. It has commenced. Why? Because of relationships with currencies, such as the Chinese yuan was devalued that day, and it quote-unquote spooked the market, causing a cascading of sell orders in the markets, which trigger other sell orders, which trigger other sell orders, which surmount to great, massive losses. That was on August 11, 2015, on a Tuesday. And as recently as August 24th, a Monday, 2015, within 6 minutes of the stock market opening, the stock market plummeted over 1,000 points. And that was unprecedented. It was historic. It was a record, you understand. It was catastrophic loss in the Dow Jones Industrial Markets, and also these things were going on globally in other markets and other currencies and other commodities. And there was actually not only billions of dollars of losses, but trillions of dollars were lost. Breaking through supports, breaking through target areas. Ladies and gentlemen, do yourself a favor. Look at a chart, print a chart, because a chart is a picture. And you can tell a lot by looking at a picture. It puts things in perspective. There's danger. I want you to evaluate. I'm telling you, this is what the nature of this warning is. I see danger, and I'm going to tell you. You do what you should do. You make your decisions. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You need to use your own perception abilities, your skills of wisdom and understanding, and pursue these things, because we can't stop it. You can't stop the stock market from falling. You can't stop the interrelation effects, the dominoes. It's underway. This is a warning. Take heed. Consider. Give it some thought. Get counsel, but evaluate your counsel. Look at people's motivations. Are they really concerned about your interests? You need to make these decisions. You need to listen to wisdom and take action. Apply the wisdom, and that's what's going to give you security and stability in a time of instability and insecurity. You need to do what you can do, because this is catastrophic and it is worldwide, and you need to look into these things. Manage risk. You may be an investor, you may not be an investor. You may be in the stock market, you may not be in the stock market. But when trillions of dollars, and who knows how far the stock market will fall, it's like an avalanche that the weight, as the stock markets have been on historic highs, but yet we have insurmountable debt, that weight of the snow that's on top of the mountain is so heavy, it's starting to slip. In fact, this is an analogy. It already has slipped. It already has buckled. And the farther it goes, it gathers up within its power all this volume as it cascades down the mountain. Take a look. Look on the horizon. Look what's going on. You better get out of harm's way before it's too late. And that's what people need to realize, that warning is issued from the Lord to the righteous and to the wicked, to nice people and not nice people, to good people and evil people. God warns. He says, I'm telling you, to take heed, to make amends, get right, because certain events are coming that will affect you eternally. You know, we only have so much time to live in our life. And even as the psalmist said, teach us to number our days, Lord. And we should, as the apostle said, to make use of our time, to be wise stewards over our time. It's precious. We want to be living an eternal life. And we want to be living as unto the Lord and watching and praying and being found faithful in what we do. And God, in the beginning, when he flooded the earth with, in the times of Noah, it was so wicked, and the thoughts were so evil, just as today. Men are so self-willed and so self-centered. The Bible says there'll be perilous times in the last days because men will be lovers of themselves, so selfish. And just yesterday, as I was reading Proverbs chapter 29, I noted three times the word snare. That for the transgressors, those that are sinning against the Lord, it will be a snare. And that's interesting, because Jesus Christ himself, in referring to the last days, said that those things that would be coming in the last days would be coming upon all the earth for all the people as a snare. It'll be a trap. And all the things, there's wicked devices and plans of the serpent, the dragon, the devil, and his children that are seeking an antichrist world government to serve the devil. And it's underway. It's been underway for a long, long, long time. Way back. You could see its beginning in the garden with the rebel, the serpent, Satan, the devil, telling Adam and Eve they could become a god, that God was a liar. He's a liar. He's a murderer. He's a destroyer. He's a defiler. But the agenda for a one world government is underway, and that is a big snare, because you won't be able to buy or sell without a mark. They're going to be, who can make war against the beast? The beast is an unprecedented world power that's a conglomerate that's never been seen before. And it's in the makings. With the technology, everything is being tracked. Everything is being listened to and viewed and watched, not only in the earth, but from the heavens. And they're looking to put devices on people's body. It's in the headlines. The United States of America, with its agencies, are working with companies, corporations, Apple, Microsoft, Google. They're in cahoots. They're working together. And it'll be a snare. How will you escape the snare? Except through Jesus Christ. As Noah escaped the flood, he obeyed the Lord. He moved with fear and prepared the ark at the instruction of the Lord. The Lord told him what the ark was and how to build it. And even in this day, there is an ark, and his name is Jesus Christ. Very, very, very specific. There's only one true Jesus. He's the only begotten Son of the Father. And he has marks in his hands, in his side, in his feet, and on his head, and across his back. His visage was so marred more than any man. Why? He suffered by taking upon himself the sins of the world. He already has taken that punishment for your sins, my sins, our sins. And he's the one that we must be in. We must be in Christ so we could be delivered in these last days that are coming as a snare upon all the earth. Oh, there's great woes coming. and great woes, because it's deserving righteous judgment from the Lord. For men were transgressors and refused to listen to him. They refused to hear his voice. They refused to do what he said. And they will suffer great wrath and judgment and vehement power of the Lord Almighty. But praise the Lord. He's coming to rescue and save his little ones that have been oppressed, that have been lied to, maligned, and mocked, that have been evil spoken of. And they have banded together with great speeches against the Holy Lord, who's full of love and kindness and tender mercy that's been revealed in Jesus. Oh, but woe, you can only mock God so long. And he said, I will not always strive with man. A very real thing the Lord has shown me this week. God's not always going to butt heads with you. He's not going to twist your arm. He's not going to threaten you. He's just going to say, this is the way it is. You either repent and make amends, or else. Payday. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Men ought to fear the Lord. He sits in heaven as a throne, beyond telescopes or any device they create in their science. God is holy and glorious and full of power, and his only begotten Son is in his image. Jesus Christ is the glory of the Father. He is our Savior, our Shepherd, our Redeemer, our Teacher, our all in all. And in these days, these last days, as God strikes these things that men have trusted in, as he strikes the gods and the idols that men trust in, they won't save you. They won't spare you. Even your gold and silver will be cast out into the streets as dust. It has no power. It has no effect. Put your trust in the Lord. Call upon him while he's near. Forsake your evil ways. Forsake your thoughts. Forsake your carnality and worldliness. Forsake being an enemy of the Lord and be his friend. How? Listen to him. It's a very simple process written in James. If you will draw near to the Lord, he will draw near to you. And you can draw near to the Lord by being sincere and truly broken and repentant before him and bowing before him. And as you do, and you let go of your sin and delight in the Lord's forgiveness and cleansing and washing, there's a regeneration process. If you'll listen to his voice and simply do what he says, he'll count you righteous if you believe him. Yes, Lord, whatever you say. Yes, Lord, whatever you say. Yes, Lord, whatever you say. As a dear children, just imitate him. Follow him, walk with him, and you'll find joy unspeakable and full of glory. You'll find the love of God shed, put forth into your heart. The very love of God, his very presence, and you'll find yourself as you draw near to him. He'll draw near to you. He'll put you right in the palm of his hand. He'll cover you through these mighty times of wars, of pestilence, of famines, of earthquakes, of mighty signs in the heavens that'll so shock people, their hearts will fail them. For unprecedented events such as we've never seen, not since the beginning of the world, nor ever shall be. Of gross darkness that shall cover in the earth, when volcanoes shall go forth, and the sun shall be black as sackcloth, and the moon will be turned like blood red. And the great and notable day of the Lord, as his coming is approaching, when he comes suddenly to destroy the wicked, those that sought to do evil in his sight, he will choose their delusions. He will confound them utterly, regardless of their alliances and allegiances that they've banded together, both secular and spiritual, the hypocrites that hate Jesus. They've rejected Jesus, who girds himself as a servant and washes your feet and will feed you in the future age. And we'll feed you right now the living word of God, the manna, the hidden manna. Jesus Christ, though he's Lord of all, he's the ruler of all creation. He's meek and lowly and kind. And he'll speak to you. He'll speak to you, and he'll be your strength into the greatest day of your weakness. In the day that you have no idea what to do, he'll give you counsel and wisdom and direction. But it's a very straight and narrow way that leads to life. And very few will find it. Like in the days of Noah, very few. There were 8 souls in the ark. Unknown numbers perished in the days of the flood. The next great catastrophic destruction from the Lord Almighty will not be with water. It will be with fire. It will burn with unquenchable heat. And angels come forth, they're called reapers, and they gather the wicked into bundles to burn them with unquenchable fire, for they hated the Lord. And when God called, they wouldn't listen, and when he spoke, they wouldn't hear. They turned their ears, they plugged their ears, they shrugged their shoulder and impudently and brazenly shook their fists in God's face. Underway right now is the defacing of God's creation that he made, that he designed. He's the artist. He's the gardener that planted the earth and man and woman and the beauty of marriage and love and offspring and love and exhilaration and passion of love. And it was to glorify God as he saw that Christ and his body, his bride, would be one in unity, in a bliss of love. This is what God designed. And look what's going on. God is mocked, but God will not be mocked. And what you sow, you'll reap. And if you sow to your flesh, you will reap corruption and destruction. But if you sow to your spirit, you'll have eternal life. You can choose. You can choose. Choose life, not death and destruction. Drink from the Lord his cup, his kindness, his mercy, not his wrath. Because the Lord has mixed a cup of his indignation, and it's going forth to the nations. Great things are coming suddenly and at the same time. Catastrophic events, global economies that affects everything, every single person. When the losses of the market fall and they are unstoppable, yes, there'll be good days. They'll bounce, but the sellers will sell. People will be exiting the markets. You need to get out of harm's way. You need to listen to the voice. We're not of this world, no, but we're stewards. And we want to be doing our Father's business. We want to be watching and doing what he wants us to do while we're here in this age for the glory of the Lord. We want to be presenting the gospel. We want to be calling people into the ark of Jesus. He's the man the Lord looks for. People want to build a temple with brick and mortar. They want to build an institution, a corporation that works with everyone, a corporation with the governments of man. But this man will I look, that is broken and contrite and trembles at my word. That man is Jesus. That man is the new man. Is the heavenly man. It's Jesus. If you don't know him, look into him. Inquire. This Jesus is the one by which there were eyewitnesses that saw the excellent glory and heard the voice come from heaven over about Jesus, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." And this voice said, "Hear ye him." This is the one that came to speak from the Father. This is the one that came to lay down his life for the sins of the world and bore that iniquity and was shamefully entreated, shamefully opposed, falsely accused and maligned. But he bore the sins of the world because it was a joy that there would be some that would believe and repent and have faith, thus bringing many sons unto glory for God the Father. This is Jesus. And he speaks today. He's alive and well because he was buried in a tomb for 3 days. But he was raised from the dead, even as it was written. He did not see corruption. His flesh did not decay. But he was raised. And he sits at the right hand of the Father until his enemies be made his footstool. And he will come, certainly, like lightning shines from one end of heaven to the other, with the glory of the Father, with all his holy angels. and he shall execute righteous judgment as was prophesied by Enoch. And all the righteous prophets have declared his coming, and it is coming soon. But first we will see these great events of judgment. Great events. And the Lord will, if you refuse and reject this lordship of King Jesus and all his beauty and kind ways, you've chosen a tyrant. You've chosen the devil. And he will not only not give you life, he will take your life. He will not deliver you, but he'll put you in bondage, as you already know. This devil is defeated, and he knows. And he knows his time is short, and he knows he is defeated. Don't believe the lies. Don't believe the lies and the ones that come in Jesus' name, even that lie, that serve the devil. But serve the Lord. Serve the Lord in fear and trembling. Ladies and gentlemen, today is a day of warning. 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 Danger. These are precarious times, perilous times, times full of troubles. Men's hearts will fail them for things coming upon the earth. Shocking, unbelievable. Great losses are going to take place. But everything that men have put their trust in, you can find solved and provided for through Jesus. When you have no money, he can provide. When you have no food, he can provide. When you have no doctor that can heal you, he is the healer. Healing is children's bread. When you're under the tyrants, he is the deliverer. It is Jesus. Do you need wisdom? Find it in the Lord. Do you need comfort? Do you need peace? These things come from him. Blessed is the man whose God is the Lord. But woe unto those that reject the lordship of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. And this is To The Point Report with Trevor Davis on August 30th, 2015. Today's headlines, several articles regarding a spy, an M16 spy found dead in a holdall, had illegally hacked into the secret data on Bill Clinton. The Sun on Sunday can reveal. This is the London Media Press. Gareth Williams, 31, dug out of the guest list for an event the former American president, that's Bill Clinton, was going to as a favor for a pal. The codebreaker, who had breached his security clearance, handed the list to the friend, who was also to be a guest. M16 bosses raged over the data breach amid growing tensions with U.S. security advised services over Mr. Williams' transatlantic work. Today, just over 5 years since his body was found inside a padlocked bag, his death remains one of Britain's most mysterious unsolved cases. The Sun on Sunday can reveal that voicemail messages that Mr. Williams left for family and pals were deleted in the days after his death, and a rival agent may also have broken into the flat to destroy or remove evidence. The inquest was barred from discussing Mr. Williams' work in public. But sources say he was helping on the joint monitoring network Echelon, which uses sophisticated programs to eavesdrop on terrorists and criminal gangs, particularly those in Russia, and even reporters discovering political indiscretions. That was reporter Trevor Davis' comment. Echelon is used by Britain, the U.S., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. A source said, quote, the Clinton diary had came at a time when Williams' work with America was one of the most sensitive nature. Quote, it was a diplomatic nightmare for Sir John Sawyers, the new director for M16 at that time. Unquote. Insiders claim Mr. Williams, who had been given a second passport for a fresh identity, was also getting fed up with living a secret life. He is said to have loathed his spy training after having his wrist broken down during one hardcore session. One insider said, quote, William's state of mind in the months before his death was worrying those about closest to him. He found the training so stressful and his mood blackened even talking about it. Quote, typically he'd ask to learn a new identity, then report to a country hotel to meet an interrogation team. There he would be grilled about his new ID for 48 hours without sleep. His wrist was broken once after he was handcuffed to a metal bar inside a van that has driven around the country for several hours while he faced a barrage of questions. His sister, Sari Subi, also told the inquest he did not enjoy the flash car competition and post-work drinking culture of M16. He had planned to return to GCHQ in Cheltenham, but bosses were slow in approving this. Mr. Williams, a keen cyclist originally from Anglesey, North Wales, died shortly after returning from a hacking conference in America. He had been to see a drag queen show by himself 2 days before he was last seen alive, August 15, 2010. 8 days later, his naked body was found folded into a 32-inch by 19-inch bag placed in the bath of his flat in Pimlico, Central London. His mobile phone and SIM cards were laid out on a table. The last computer evidence of him being alive showed him looking at a cycling website. Very interesting article. And there's another article on the same subject. Reporting by the Daily Mail, spy found dead in a bag had infuriated his M16 bosses by illegally hacking into secret U.S. data on Bill Clinton. Key points are, Gareth Williams' body was found in a bag at his London flat 5 years ago. Spy illegally hacked into secret data on former U.S. President Bill Clinton. Personal voicemail messages left by the spy were deleted after he died. British spy whose body was found padlocked inside a bag in his flat had illegally hacked into secret data on former U.S. President Bill Clinton, it has been revealed. Gareth Williams, 31, was discovered in a hold-all in the bath of his London home 5 years ago this month, but the mystery surrounding his death has never been solved. Today it has been revealed that the spy had dug out a guest list for an event Clinton was due to attend as a favor for a friend. The hack breached Mr. Williams' security clearance, and this sparked anger among the M16 bosses as tensions rose with U.S. security services over the spy's transatlantic work, The Sun on Sunday has reported. That's enough on that story. In recent months, we've been reading that federal laws of the United States of America regarding security for emails have been violated for presidential hopeful Mrs. Hillary Rodham Clinton running for the office of the presidency of the United States of America. Julian Assange, this is reported by the Sunday Express, has stated WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange claims he'll be killed by CIA drone if he leaves the embassy. Julian Assange has spoken about his fears he will be assassinated or even, quote, droned by the American intelligence services if he leaves his hideout within the Ecuadorian embassy. Wonder why he would think that. The controversial WikiLeaks founder is so fearful that someone will try to take his life that he no longer uses the property's balcony, despite having had no fresh air or sunlight for 3 years. The Australian faces extradition to Sweden on sexual assault charges, which he denies, and has been living at the Central London diplomatic residence since 2012 at a cost of £12 million to UK taxpayers. The reclusive figure fears he will ultimately be sent to the US where he could face the death penalty. In an interview with the Time magazine, Mr. Assange claims it had become too dangerous to even poke his head out the embassy's balcony door. He said, there are security issues with being on that balcony. There have been bomb threats and assassination threats from various people. Asked if he thought there was a chance he would be shot, the 44-year-old replied that it was not likely. But I'm not a public figure and very controversial one, including in the United States. As a result, there have been quite a number of threats by unstable people, he said.
This has been a production of RealtoReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtoReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.